Welcome to Word Mana Radio with the Verified Prophet of Jesus Christ.
You are a woman. You believe in God. You believe in Jesus Christ. You trust the advice of the prophet of Jesus Christ, Prime Major Prophet Mick Banda. Are you seeing someone? And the more you see that person, you are getting more questions than answers. Are you confused about the man you are dating? Do you know how to differentiate between a good man and a bad man? Do you know how to differentiate between a toxic man and a man that is meant to build a future with you? Well, welcome to Toxic Men, Part 1. Stick around.
Stay tuned for more reliable and accurate answers, as presented by our Father in the Lord, the Verified Prophet of Jesus Christ, Prime Major Prophet Mick Banda.
Okay, we are reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 1, from verse 18 to 19. The Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was this way. For his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. 19. But Joseph, her husband-to-be, being a righteous man and not willing to make her a public example, he purposed to put her away secretly." Hallelujah. So we are seeing in the scripture that we have just read there, you understand that Joseph was a good man. The Bible says Joseph was a good man. He did not want to make Mary ashamed of what had happened to her. He wanted to leave her privately until an angel came to speak about the pregnancy. In this world, there are men that are good. In this world, there are men that are bad. The scripture we have read there is showing us that there are some men that are good, and also the opposite exists. Welcome to Toxic Men, Part 1.
Stay tuned for more prophetic and accurate content as presented by our Father in the Lord, Prime Major Prophet Mick Banda. Word Mana Radio, the prophetic voice on angelic wings.
So how do you know a toxic man? Number one, he doesn't love you. What do I mean when I say that a toxic man doesn't love you? You see love in actions, not only in words. But the saddest thing is that most women tend to fall for words only and not the action. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world and he gave." So he loved the world and there was an action of giving. When a man doesn't love you, one, his actions show that he doesn't love you. His words doesn't match with his actions and the way he regard you in general. God loved the world and he gave his begotten son. That was sacrifice in giving. When a man is truly in love with you, there is a certain sacrifice that he does on your behalf. Number two, he doesn't respect you. Most men can have the tendency of saying that only women have to respect them. But respect is a two-way lane. If a man doesn't respect you, leave him. Because a relationship is only as good as it gets. Everything you see in a relationship gets amplified once you get married. Number three, there is no direction for the relationship. He does not give you the direction for the relationship. He will not give you the clear intentions of trying to be with you. There are people that want to be with you because of sex. There are people that want to be with you because they want to get married. There are people that want to be with you because it is just flowing as a relationship. There are people that want to be with you because they need companionship. There are different reasons for being with people. But a toxic man, a man that is there to just disturb your life, to just withhold you from meeting other guys, will confuse you because there is no direction for the relationship. Number four, he cheats. He is a player. He is disloyal. So a person who is not loyal to you will go around meeting other women flirting with other women, sleeping with other women, kissing other women. You do not need that. Number 5, he prioritizes everything else and not you. He has a commitment to do other things, and all the things he's doing are not involving you. He has got plans laid out for his life, and those plans are not inclusive of you. You are not included in his plans that he's prioritizing. He prioritizes everything else in life and not you. You are not involved in all his priorities. You are not involved in all his plans that he's planning about his future. Number 6, this might sound like it is not important, but number 6, you don't know his phone password. You don't have access to his phone. He cannot allow you to touch his laptop. Many people, as of the 21st century, might say, no, but we need privacy. Oh, we have got privacy. We have got many issues that women don't need to know or anything. What is the reason of being in love with a person who should keep secrets away from you? You don't have a password to his phone. You cannot freely open his phone. You cannot ask for his phone without him shying away from giving it to you. Most of the people that are cheating can only be caught by what they are writing on WhatsApp, Instagram, and whatever they are doing on social media privately. If your man cannot give you his phone freely for you to press, to check pictures, to check anything without acting up, you have to understand you are dating a man that is toxic. Soon or later, you still break up anyway, because there are things he is keeping away from you that you do not need to know. Once you see those things, you get disappointed and break up with him. Number 7, you are a thing, not a woman. And some people will be like, what do you mean by that? Let me explain. You become an object in the relationship because he is there only for sex. So you are his sexual object. You are not a respectable woman. You are not a valuable woman to him. You are an object to him. You are a thing. You have lost value in his life. You are a thing. You are no longer a woman. You are no longer valuable to him. You are an object, not a person. Soon or later, he will break up with you, because men can access sex everywhere in this world in the 21st century. This is not 1862. So when the relationship is built on how much sex you can give to a person, then that relationship is as good as non-existent. He takes advantage of his masculinity. He tries to intimidate you because he's a man. He tries to overpower you unnecessarily because he's a man. He tries to use his male voice to intimidate you. When a man tries to intimidate you, you should know you are with a toxic man. And I'm not talking of a person who is trying to guide you and direct you on some things, but I'm talking of a person who is literally trying to take advantage that he is a man and you are a woman. Such a person is not supposed to be with you. You deserve better. Number 9, he is physical. He can slap you. He can kick you. He can beat you up. He can train himself some karate skills on you. He is physical with you. You have to understand that a man who is nice and good to you cannot beat you up. There are cases across the globe of women dying after being in contact with toxic men. Don't be one of them. Number 10, he gets angry easily. There are men that will get angry easily on any issue. They will show a sense of anger. You see, there are people that have got every two side. There are people that can be calm and they can get angry once in a while. But you have to understand that a man that can easily get angry on every occasion, it's like he's just waiting for a small thing to get angry, is not a good person. A man who switches from 0 to 100 in a very short period of time is not a good man. That might be happening to other people, but soon it will get back to you. Number 11, he is childish. Have you ever met a man that you look at him and you are feeling like, who raised this man? Who raised this boy? It's like a 25-year-old living in a 7-year-old toddler. He is very childish. He is irresponsible. He is always doing childish stuff. He is always thinking about partying, smoking weed, doing all these childish things. He does not see his age to behave well. He is very childish. His behavior is very childish. He does not take responsibility on the wrong things that are happening. Children always cry and complain. nagging and all that. When a man is always complaining, always talking stupid things like a child, what comes out of his mouth is childish. He's not matured enough for you. Leave him, because he will be very toxic to you. You might be happy for now that you might be able to control him because he's childish and you are matured than him, but soon or later he will be very toxic to you, to the point you cannot be able to control him anymore.
Thank you for listening to this accurate teaching on Word Manna Radio, as presented by our Father in the Lord, the verified prophet of Jesus Christ, Prime Major Prophet Meek Bonda. Please send us an email to family@wordmannachurch.com. Word Manna Radio, the prophetic voice on angelic wings.